Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 7:30 p.m. here in Manipal. So I'm back from my trip, or you can say a short trip from Kerala, and feeling really nice to be back. Got my evening run done, around 7 kilometers. But I must say that one of the things that I did today was a 24-hour fasting. So my last meal was yesterday evening in Kerala, Thalassery, and my meal today is after running 20 kilometers, I'm having my meal. So morning, I woke up at around 4:45, that was in Thalassery, and ran about 12 and a half kilometers, approximately 12.70 to be precise, and felt good. Now I was feeling quite strong. I didn't have my breakfast, so I had my train at around 9:30, so the rickshaw came to pick us up at around 8:45-ish. We left around at 5 minutes to 9 and reached the station at around 9:20. And the train was a bit late, it came at around 9:40, and we had a lot of saman with us, stuff with us. So huge bags and 20 coconuts to carry. Right, so now Seema's house has got a lot of coconut trees, and so we had to get some coconuts. Each coconut here actually costs around 30 bucks, so we thought, okay, let's get some coconuts from Kerala. So yeah, carried all of that from the station, put it inside our AC compartment, and the train journey was pretty nice. You know, the AC coach is really good. I got down at Mangalapur, or you can say Mangalore, for some time, and I could really feel the difference. It was steaming hot, and the AC temperature was completely different. So I was very happy that, okay, we had an AC coach. It was a very comfortable journey. I think the train journey is much better than going by road, because there's a lot of constructions that's going on along this road towards Kerala. So I think it's a good decision to come by train. We came here at around 1:40. It was just 10 minutes late, and we had to stand in the queue to get the rickshaw. Luckily, we were the lucky ones to get the last rickshaw on the stand. So other people might have to wait for some time. Don't know how long, but we came in around 10 minutes. We were at home. And the first thing I told my mom is to make nice hot cup of milk coffee without sugar, not the black one. So had that and got some energy back. There was loads and loads of, you can say, parcels right from Amazon to other courier agencies. I got my curry, you know, you can say, it's a different kind of a stick. It's a curved stick. It's called the spine stick. From Kalri, I got that. My Guruji shipped that to me. Reader's Digest has come, so I'm pretty excited to start my reading again. And what else came along with that? The magnetic belt that is around the bottle, I got that too. And what else? A lot of stuff. You know, I brought this whey protein from, you know, the whole truth. I got that and then a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know how. Yeah, the t-shirts also came in, you know, for the camp. So yellow t-shirt, so I wore that today for the podcast. So the podcast was going to start at around 4 o'clock, so I had to set it up. So I used my son's room, put on the AC, you know, switched on my MacBook. And I was ready by 3:45. I was already ready for the podcast. And after changing a few portion for the lightings, we started the podcast. It was around 45 minutes overall. You know, went off quite well. The topic was breathing and how breathing can really help runners improve their performance, run at a lower heart rate. So a lot of points were covered during that podcast. And felt very nice that I could get an opportunity to be on the Geeks on Feet podcast. So really looking forward to the podcast again. I have to send them a video also of my running, so that is one thing that is pending, so I will be sending it to them tomorrow. But overall, I know I have been very happy with the way the day went. Yeah, if you say, was I hungry? Not at all. I wasn't hungry at all. My energy levels were very good. And even in the evening run, it was quite pleasant. I kept a very comfortable pace of 6:24 for my 7.5 kilometers of run. And in the morning, I paced around 5:28. So every day I have been progressing and becoming faster. So Tuesday was at around 5:44. Wednesday 5:36 and today 5:28 pace, and I was completely happy with that. I think what's working about this is I do have quite a good energy levels in the morning runs, which used to be an issue before, but now that I'm having my evening dinner, I really feel energetic. Today the focus was on the heart chakra. So I was constantly, chanting the Beej Mantra for the heart, and really felt very, very good about it. You know, I am surely going to miss my runs in Kerala, because it was really nice, and I think I was keeping up good pace over there. I don't know, in Manipal, I've never clocked 5:28 for my morning runs. So pretty happy with that progress that I made over there. Again, recovery has been great. You know, I've been fasting for 24 hours for the last 2 days. But I really feel quite energetic and happy about it. Don't know what's the fuss about making sure that we eat 2 or 3 meals a day. But while still working out, I'm still able to survive with one meal. Again, I know, of course, we have to basically gauge your weight, your muscle loss, everything, to make sure that it is the right muscle loss, or right loss, not the muscle loss that is happening. The fat loss is much better. But yeah, heart rate has been going quite good, fantastic. Now we are really set with the t-shirts. Like I said, I've not been too worried about solving problems. I've been keeping quite a cool mindset, and I was pretty confident that all issues related to the camp will be solved. So quite happy with the last issue that we had to address related to the swimming, open water swimming, has been addressed, and now we look all set for the camp. There's been a lot of work that has already been underway. You know, Seema has put in a lot of effort. I have put in a lot of effort. And we're just looking forward for a great camp. And then maybe take 2 days off to cool off our heads. Because even our Kerala trip has been pretty hectic. Though we enjoyed every bit of it. But it's been a lot of travel and moving around. Seeing places, meeting relatives. But that's the fun part of it, right? That's what you do. One thing I've noticed is, after coming back from Kerala, I think I've got a bit of a tan on my face. And when I put on the sunscreen, it was actually burning. So I definitely know that, I've got a bit of a sunburn on my face, which would be obvious because I've been running in the sun and playing in the sun, all that, and never used any protection, sun protection. So I think from here onwards, I should definitely start using some amount of sun protection, because my skin is slightly sensitive to the sun. So that's one thing that I noticed today. Otherwise, health-wise, been really good. No worries, no issues about it. Now really looking forward for my recovery. So today's my recovery score was quite good. I clocked around 89 So that was really nice to see that number. I wish I'm able to get 90 tomorrow, but if I able to crack that, I'll be super super duper happy. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please do take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Om Shanti.